Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past. Hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me.
Hello.
Hey, Scarlett. I think there's a connection issue.
Yeah, I can't get in.
I couldn't get in either. It took five times of calling. I don't know what it is. Maybe the storms?
Yeah, because it's bad down his way.
It's bad over here, too.
Hello?
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God...
Now, ladies, we get some feedback. Ladies, can you hear me now? Man, I tell you, boy, you never know.
Hello.
Hey, Scarlett.
Yes, bad connection tonight. The towers of AT&T have been damaged in that area.
Yeah, we've been getting downpours all day today.
I'm in the front right here, but I can hear you pretty good, ladies. I can hear you, ladies, pretty good.
Oh, you can hear us now?
I can hardly hear you,
and there's a lot of static.
Yeah, static. I'm texting him on Facebook.
I'm trying to sign off, and try to call me back, and I'm seeing if I get you.
Yeah, we've been calling in and out. Okay, I'll hang up and call back, but it's bad.
Okay.
Ooh.
I tell you, we truly want to make things happen here. So we're back live now. Pretty much, but we're not able to get those calls in for some reason. But that's all right. Every time I do get half them come live, we get a lot of static. So it may be because of the storm. So ladies, if you can hear me, I really apologize. I apologize to everybody that we're running to this part, but we do have Hurricane Ida coming through, and it's affecting a lot of areas. So I know it's doing, been through Alabama already and heading towards South Carolina and going out, slowly going up the East Coast. So if we're having a problem here, it's probably because of that connection, and it's nothing we are attempting to do. We just want to make it better. I don't know whether or not they can hear me now. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, good
to
have you.
Yeah, I'm here too.
Are you in, Lisa?
Well, I'm in, yeah. Scarlett, yeah.
Yeah, we're in now, but we tried about 8 times.
I can see a minute time drop, so I know you dropped every time. You even changed the number, Scarlett, called from another
I
number.
I did. Mm-hmm.
We were talking about you.
Yeah, I know you do. Don't talk about me. Talk about the man upstairs.
We love
word.
You.
I'm just following you.
Nice to joke today.
But it's good to have you. I want to introduce the two co-hosts that's joining me at this time. It's always good to have them because they're some beautiful young ladies. They're doing some awesome things. Like I said, I wanted to apologize to everybody there. So, again, the storm is doing what it's supposed to do. And sometimes our networks don't work. And I've had this before, but we're not going to give up. So that's why I tried again to get you all back in because I could hear you all, but you couldn't hear me. So we made it work. So let me give a definite shout out to all of you listeners and taking and watchers and taking time to go through this with us. Sometimes it's like that. We truly, truly thank you. If you know, we want to give a shout out to Divine Nine and several members that have shouted out so far that's been on since the start of the show, waiting to hear exactly our point of view in regards to how normal is the new norm. And we want to talk about that tonight. But I want to give a shout out to these young ladies because they do some awesome things. Just giving up their time is so important. Hails from the state of Ohio. I am she had migrated down to the southern peninsula as of this point of Florida. She's in that beautiful place of Boca Raton, Florida. She's an outstanding yoga instructor. She's a young lady that's willing to change the life of men by making herself available through the various means of counseling. She's truly, truly dedicated, an awesome person. And I thank the Lord that he blessed us to be able to be touch each other, whether it's verbally or sometimes just being able to virtually do it. So God is so good. A shout out to this young lady out of Cleveland, Ohio, who's coming from the coldest point of Cleveland, the coldest point, down to the beautiful
beaches. Looks good about now.
Fort Lauderdale, West Palm, whatever it may be, she get a chance to see it all. Definitely South Miami and North Miami beaches. None other than Lisa Levine. How you doing, Lisa?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, God is good. He blessed us one more time.
You're avoiding the storm there?
Yes, the storm is working its way. It's a tropical
storm.
Sitting
here, too.
A lot of problems up in this area. So that's why the network is in and out. But we're being blessed to be able to connect, so we're thankful. We want to move forward. And I want to introduce the next young lady. She hails from that beautiful state of South Carolina. She's in Greenville, South Carolina. And let me not forget this. A member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority. She's a former counselor, administrator. She's a lover of children. None other than my sorrow. Scarlett, how you doing, Sarah?
How you doing tonight? We're going to get through this. We're having some problems this way, too. But we're glad to be with you tonight and glad we could finally get on. And thanks to our listening audience that were able to join us tonight. And a special thoughts to those who are going through the challenges in Louisiana and Alabama, Mississippi, you know, from Ida.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. It is a challenge. Like the day the school let out at 2 o'clock in the county that my grandson is in is pick them up at 2 and they waiting to see what their status gonna be later on or whether they return tomorrow. So you know, when God is at work, we have to understand that we have to sit down and rest. I remember my mom telling me long ago when the storm and telling all of us, when the storm comes, you need to sit down and be still. You don't need to be moving around as much as you want to be moving around. So that's what each of these storms bring about, a time to sit down, contemplate, rest, give praise, and be thankful. So what we're going to do tonight is just talk about just plain old life issues. This is Talking Real to You. We're so glad to have you. And the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. Call them out the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Ask you for the location, your name that you choose to, then offer your comments, your expertise. We want to shout out truly, truly to the ladies of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority out of Hoover, Alabama. Thank you for joining us so much. They have joined us out of Hoover, Alabama. We all also have the Mean Old Nasty Nine. Had to give them a shout out because they joined us from time to time. Then we have the big old, even bigger, 207. See, I'm telling you, but they have some names on here, and we want to give them a shout out. Already hot, shout it out to Sarah Johnson. She's coming out of that Midwest. Thank you so much. The guests on this show. So we thank you so much. Carol Davis, our winner of our 4-day, 3-night trip to either Myrtle Beach of Gatlinburg, Tennessee, Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. 4 days, 3 nights. We're going to pay for the 4 days, the 3 nights, hotel, and we'll take care of the taxes. And you can take care of your travel. So as soon as we get a chance to talk, we'll get a chance to decide on what trip, whatever she want to go. Then the one she don't decide on, we're going to wrap that one off. It's truly in October. We didn't push it up. We said, no, we can do it in October. So you'll get a chance to keep your name in the pot. We still want to see. We're going to do it. We're going to make it do what it do. Let's get started with the show tonight, ladies, because it's all about just having a ball tonight. We just want to have the best time we can have talking about how normal is the new norm. See, we got to realize we're moving towards something that we have to adjust. The new normalcy is coming about. We're having things, we're being challenged. We're challenged through the Delta variants that are causing our hospitals and causing, you know, our this place of just where they are filled with to capacity. However, we still have to be able to live. And we're asking everybody to practice the protocol. Practice every one of them. Don't just practice one that fits you. You know, you need to wear a mask. Truly, truly wear a mask. You need to wash your hands. You need to stay at home. You don't want to hit that one. You want to stay 6 feet away, and then your choice of the vaccination, get the vaccination. I just heard three of us, you're fully vaccinated. And many of you probably are as well. And I could come and tell you, come into play, because I remember I had my grandson tested positive. So we was isolated for a total of almost 14 days. It was only 10, the doctor said, but we went a little farther. He had to take out of school. So I think that was a blessing that I was fully vaccinated. God knows what's right for you. You can't make them decisions and think you can do it based on the world. You got to do it godly. And that's what it's all about. So let's get started with tonight, and let's talk about exactly. We're going to look at what are the fears, and we're going to move quickly to our political issues tonight. We want to talk about it. We want thoughts to be shared about, whatever your thoughts in regard. But what are the fears of the new norm? And team, you can jump in and share your thoughts on that.
Well, I think the fears of the new norm is just the unknown, because it is new, and it is going to be a new normal, even for those who are recovering from COVID, because you still do not know the devastation of the disease if you're not vaccinated, and even the breakthrough cases. So, you know, this still is new for all of us, and unfortunately, this is going to be the first of probably more variants coming, because we do have so many people unvaccinated, and the virus is trying to find a way to get around the vaccine. So it's new normal. It's going to be a new normal for the children and kids in school, because they've been out for so long and trying to play catch up and trying to get back into a stable situation where they're now meeting with their friends and doing activities that you normally do in school, you know, to make it a well-rounded experience. So all these things are new. The economy, how is this going to affect? And we still got people who, you know, have not gone back to work or the offices. It's going to be a new normal where they can do a hybrid situation, work at home, or go back to in person. And how is that going to affect the businesses around those places of business that feed off of people coming in for lunch and things of this nature? So it's a lot that we're going to have to deal with as we go through. And I just call it navigating this situation, because I think we're going to be navigating this for quite a while. And again, with these new variants that may be coming, still trying to get around the vaccine.
Awesome, awesome. Lisa? Did we lose Lisa?
Lisa?
You want my opinion?
Yes.
Well.
About the new norm.
The new norm. The new norm for today. That's what I always say. I always say, just for today, this is what's going on. Honestly, the past, I'm gonna be honest. The past like three weeks, I've felt kind of I don't want to use the word hopeless, but disappointed. I think it's very confusing to people. I think a lot of people don't see light at the end of the tunnel. I don't know how people are going to adjust, because it's already difficult enough to adjust. And I think what's making it more difficult is everybody's fighting about a mask, about wearing a mask. And, you know, I started back at one of my schools. Michelle started somewhere today. We've got some places. But I have to tell you, these children don't complain. They wear their masks. My heart goes out, and I even when I put up my post tonight, I even made a little note to the school staff, because it's very stressful, and it makes it even harder when you've got people not trying to get along. And it's just, I think people are not used to change. I agree with Scarlett. This is not going away. This could go on for two more years. I hate to say it. I had a nurse tell me that. This could keep going on, and until we recognize this is a pandemic, we've had them before, there are ways out of it, there are solutions, but because everyone's so busy fighting over their rights and this and a mask, it's a mask. It's just a mask, right? And we're going to probably be wearing the mask, many of us, or me at least, and that's my decisions. In my yoga program, the teachers will wear the mask too. But all this fighting going on, I just think makes it worse. And I always say this, when you're fighting and you've got so much anger, and I think, what are people really angry about? Are you really angry your rights are taken away? You know, I respect everybody's opinion and how they feel, but this is a medical crisis. I had a friend of mine today. I didn't know. I just hadn't talked to him. I worked for him over the summer. He was fully vaccinated, everybody. He was very sick for 3 weeks, very sick. And it really hit me today. That was part of my interesting day I had, but it upset me. He's going to be okay, but it's just the point. You know, many of us are trying to be careful, and you can live your life around this, but just do it the right way. You know, if you don't want to believe the media, and I know the media is confusing, and this one said that, there's a virus out there. It's highly contagious. Our hospitals in Boca are still filled. I just heard a story. They had to fly someone out of here into Ohio, actually, from West Palm, because the police officer is very sick. There's no beds. So, you know, we just have to really be mindful. And if you don't want to believe it, that's okay too. You know, I always say, people ask me, should I get the vaccine? Do you believe this? I try to be very neutral about it, because we all know that there is a virus out there, and we have to acclimate and adjust to being around it. And I'm happy that your family, Dr. Lowe, is okay.
Thank you.
That everyone's on the mend, healthy. That is so important. And it's important. And the people that I do know, because right now I know about 5 different people. That's the most I've known. I just checking in. I know more people getting the vaccine. I check in on them because I know some of them, it was a difficult decision to make. But, you know, people need to know you're supported. Make sure you have a good support system in place. That's kind of how I feel about all this. We don't all have to be at odds fighting over wearing a mask and our rights being taken.
Well, I'm still trying to figure out what rights are being taken.
Me too. I can't
you,
even
if you drink
it.
How's liquor sold in the large bottles or whatever?
Yeah.
You go out there and get in your car and drive drunk and kill someone, whose rights are being taken away?
Right.
you go out there and do all kinds of things, and didn't get a vaccination for smallpox when you were a kid or whatever case may be, whose rights are being taken? I mean, I don't understand this freedom thing. If you don't want to wear a mask, you don't want to get vaccinated, but then have the freedom to stay at home and don't be around people to spread it or to infect
just
someone
else.
I'm not getting the freedom part of this, Lisa. I really am not.
I'm not either.
I don't get it. Because your rights, when did my rights end because you feel like your rights are taken?
Right.
Yeah, when did mine end because you felt that your rights were taken?
Mm-hmm.
This is a pandemic. It is a crisis. And on today, you know, folks are going to run for school board and all kinds of stuff because they're going to run because of not wanting their children to have a mask on in school. And I just wonder, you know, your precious child gets sick and your precious child dies.
It's on a ventilator, which is what's happening.
On a ventilator. Yeah, how do you feel this? Being in that condition for quite a while affects their mental capacity. You know, I just don't understand, you know, and yet still we have, you know, people shooting up schools. We had a school, I think I saw a school shooting in North Carolina today. The things that we need to get really upset about, I just don't get it.
Truly, thank both of you all for sharing those thoughts on it, because we have to look at it in many ways, and too many times because we don't understand what's going on, we're not able to make the right decision, or we can't control whatever decision. And I think that's where we are now personally. This is for me. We can't control the narrative no more, because Delta variant is controlling the narrative. We can say what we want to say about what other people do, but it's controlling the narrative. We are not ready for it. We're nowhere. This is my opinion, and it's not the opinion of anybody else. We're not ready. We're so far behind because we still operating on the Alpha variant. We're not operating as this is moving forward, about to move into the Lambda or the Gamma. See, we got to realize we got to up what we're doing if we want to catch up, and it might not be possible to catch up. That's why instead of people making predictions that you can get back to normal at a certain time, you can't make that prediction because you won't know what's going to happen.
No, you can't.
All you have to do is try to work with what you have and do the best and work with the people who may already know. And sometimes I think some of my advice don't come from the person or the group that really knows about it. We don't want to deal with it. That's just my opinion. I think we go find our way to hear other people say because it worked with people in their country. But it just, we are all different individuals. And sometimes because we have the same makeup, sometimes our lifestyle, what we do and what we eat makes us different. Drugs don't work always with the same way with everybody. So we have to just keep that in mind. We got a long way to go, but the thing about it, we know if we trust in the Lord, we don't have to worry about putting our heads down. All the fussing and bickering will have to be when you trust in the Lord. When you start putting your own personal feelings into it, when you're trying to run it and make it seem comfortable to you, which we are, we always do that, that's when we get into a point where we just work towards something. But we're talking truly about the new norm. It's just getting adjusted to wearing a mask. Get ready to wear a mask. It's nothing wrong because it helps you more any other way besides just the variants that's coming. It helps you with some
sinus allergies.
It helps you that way. So look at it that way instead of looking at it's about a this crisis is. It's about life. It's about survival and doing whatever they're going to keep you healthy. So we have to open our mind to see more than just one thing, and I think that's where we're struggling at because everybody wants to make it seem like how they feel and what they think it should be. No one has the answer. It's good to stand up there in front of Terry. I don't care who you are. Tell them I don't have the answer. We don't know, but we're going to do our best to do this together. And it's just like when you want buy in, you got to come in and have people to buy in. They're just not going to buy in because you think they should buy in. But that's what we're talking about. We're talking about new norm. They got to get ready because this is the future you're looking at. You're looking at things happening in the future to go cause some of the same things that we see now. We know how people going to respond now. We truly know now. We didn't know before because we didn't pay close attention. But we know how people going to respond no matter what comes up. whatever come up, we know how they're going to respond. It might be they believe that you violating their liberty. They said right, this is their liberty. You got your own narrative that you're trying to write, whether it's politically, whether it's financially, so we look to see it's going to be a different time here. We're being revolutionized. We're evolving to something different that we wasn't in 2019, 2010. That's what we have to step. We're either going to adjust with it, or we're going to do this like all other cases, get ran over. That's what it's all about. So we have to keep that in mind. But the call-in number, so you can share your thoughts, is 347-857-4192. Press 1. Now, make sure I identify you the last 4 digits of your cell and get you on the line. This off your location. You get a chance to chat with Lisa and Scarlett. And now we're going to kind of leapfrog and move a little bit beyond the social issue and move to the political issue, because I want us to talk about the voting right legislation that's coming. Will be coming up, join all Lewis voting rights legislation. Also, I want to talk about the impact of the, and we talked a little bit about it last time, but I kind of put it in to go back to it, because I will share how it's going to affect in this area with the 2020 census, especially in the political arena. It's going to affect us in many ways, and I can say personally in my own district, I know how it's going to change. And waiting to get the final redistricting and redrawing of the line. So we want to talk about that, and whoever want to get started first with the voting rights legislation, you can get started with it. Sparta, either Lisa, your thoughts on it.
What you want to start with first, the voting rights, or you want to put it all in together?
No, we voting rights first.
I'm going to let Scarlett.
Voting rights, okay.
Yes.
Because I can pull the census stuff in with the voting rights also. It's connected. Because there's another form of voter suppression, gerrymandering. This is another antebellum Jim Crow type situation. But in terms of voting rights and voter suppression and getting Congress, the House of Representatives, voted, and it was strictly by party line, you know, there were no Republicans joining in with the vote. And that legislation is making its way to the Senate. And the opposition in the Senate is concerning the carving out of the filibuster. The filibuster is no more than a rule in the Senate that they wrote years ago to try to appease some of these southern legislators with different types of legislation coming through, and mostly concerned, you know, minorities and things that you would have, you know, affect minorities. But anyway, that filibuster is still in place. And to get around it, you either break the filibuster or having to have those votes, and I think it's either 50 or 60. I can't remember right now. I did know.
60.
So is it 60?
60.
60. And to break it. And it's not anything in law. It's not a legislation. It's just a rule of the Senate, something that Mitch McConnell put in place. And if they break the filibuster, what the fear is, on the part of two Democrats, Manchin and Sinema, is the fact that if they're out of not in control or out of the majority, then the Republicans can come back, you know, and do the same thing. Well, Mitch did that when he started voting for the judges on the Supreme Court. The filibuster was still in place, but guess what Mitch did? He carved out that part, that piece of legislation that they were going to vote on to not have the filibuster for that particular legislation, which means you didn't have to have those 60 votes in order to get Kavanaugh and those people on the Supreme Court. So now, this is where if they're not going to break the filibuster, then why can't you do a carve-out of the filibuster to deal with voting rights, voter suppression, and all these extreme laws that have been passed this summer, after the election of President Biden. That's where it stands right now. And the holdup on that is Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema. Sinema. And that's where the holdup is, the two Democrats. Because everyone else is ready to go ahead and do a carve-out, not get rid of the entire filibuster, but do a carve-out. So that's where it stands now. And this weekend, with all the other news that's going on with the withdrawal out of Afghanistan and all these things that's going on, there were a lot of marches around the country. Al Sharpton and a lot of groups and the NAACP and a lot of civil rights groups and activists, you know, had marches this weekend. It got kind of lost in the news here because of what was happening in Afghanistan. But anyway, that's the situation that we're in. And if they don't get a carve out, if we do not get this passed in the Senate, the voting, these new voter restrictions that have been put into place will be maintained. And it's going to be really, really bad. In Georgia, you can't even bring anybody a peanut or a cup of water, you know, because you break, you know, that's against their legislation now. But we know how all this started, so this is what they did. They're trying to say that in those predominantly minority areas that the votes were rigged and all these things, and it's not true. There's been no support of votes being cast illegally in any of those large precincts in Philadelphia, in Atlanta, in Arizona, Michigan. I forgot what the other state. You know what the other state was, Doc?
I can't remember.
But it was another state. Yeah, but that's it. They're trying to do it in all these urban areas, and you know who live in the urban areas. So this is where we stand, and we're going to have to make our voices known. And when they do the gerrymandering to redraw these districts, and they are doing that too now, it's almost like being in apartheid in Africa where the minority controls the majority, and that's where we are.
Awesome. And Lisa's back. Let me make her live. As well, okay. Back at
the Scarlet. I hope I gave a good description of what's going on.
Okay.
I'm going to leave it to Scarlet tonight.
truly,
I've been talking politics. Oh, my goodness.
We really, truly need to kind of look at this and see exactly what role we're playing with it, playing in it, and to make sure we get a clear understanding on the voters' rights legislation that's coming into play. And make sure we truly understand it. So Scarlett has shared everything with you in regards from her clarity and understanding in regards to it.
Right.
And get your own understanding. All you have to do is go ahead and look up the material, research it like everybody else. Look at it, and you can draw your own. That's what I want people to do. Draw your own conclusion about it, not what anybody else say, because we have to hear
the news.
You have to hear it, but you have to make your own decision. I think voting should always be where you make your own decision and not to hear other people. That just because we have that right to do it.
Well, it's hurting our democracy, too, because that's one of the fundamental rights of being an American. And that that's what separates us from dictatorship and 10 Pan Alley type rulers around the world. That's what separates us from that, the fact that we are a democracy. It is a free society where we can vote and elect our own people we want to have to lead us. In other countries, you can't do that, you know. So that's where we are.
Exactly. That's where we are. Scarlett, thank you so much on that. Now, I wanted to truly move to not so much in regards to the 2020 censure and how it's going to be drawn up, but I know because of the shift in the population in my state, I'm in a district that I couldn't understand that I am living in the city, but however, I am pulled from the city, and I'm not 20 miles. I'm right here in the city, and I'm in a district that includes two rural districts. That's two counties, which is two counties. And I can't understand that. But with the census, it's going to allow us to get a better understanding whether or not we will be in the district that we thought we was in. Because a lot of people in this district do not know. We don't even know they're in that district 69. They thought they was in 76. We'll do law. I want to give a definitely our prayers go out to the Dr. Thad McClellan family. He was a House of Representatives. He passed, and they had his home going on Sunday. He was in the House of Representatives. He still was in office. So his office is coming up for to be gone. However, that 2020 census is going to play a major role to let me know in my district whether I'm going to be pulled in again with the many other individuals who is 2 miles, 3 miles from the downtown, but we're in a district just to make that district over there have enough individuals, that county have enough individuals. So we're looking to see what the census, we're waiting on it. I am truly waiting on it. I'm telling you, I'm truly waiting on it because it have an interest to me, personal interest, to know what district I will be in for the House of Representatives. I want to know because I have aspired to do some things myself personally. So I need to know. So I have to wait till October because that's when the legislature gets together and based on the numbers and what's coming down and redo the lines. Some going to be added. Some people going to be added in a district. Some districts going to be left out. That's left up to the state legislature to do. So the impact of the 2020 census is going to mean a lot for the political arena here in Alabama, or especially in Montgomery area. So we're looking forward to get that information. We want to know that way the individuals we can be working with to move to have candidates who can provide a change to a voice and a vision for people that have a chance to know. That's the impact of the results for me and for us, what we're trying to find around here. We just want to know exactly what district we will be in so we know whether we're going to be doing it in the 76th district or still back in 69 that's including two other counties.
Well, regardless of what district that you wind up in, the district dynamics is going to change. What this was all about, if everyone remembers, the census was completed by law in 2020, but the census was cut off weeks before the deadline because the current president at that time cut it off and ended the census count. So a lot of folks that the census workers would go door to door and knock on the doors to try to get the folks who had not completed the census, that was taken away. Okay? The redistricting is going to change the dynamics of a lot of districts in this country because of who's drawing the districts up. Also, there's been a they went to court, and now you cannot even stop or challenge the NAACP and the Southern Poverty Group would always challenge the redistricting laws in various states because it was based on trying to carve out and not have so many of minorities concentrated in one area to elect anybody. And so if you dilute it and you get candidates to run, you know, more than likely they're not going to be folks like us, okay? So all this is being diluted for that reason. Census ended very early, or earlier than what it normally has in the past, dealing with the law. The Southern Poverty, NAACP, all these activist groups cannot take it to court anymore because they're not going to hear it. That's already been ruled. You know, however the district comes out, that's what it is. So you can't even challenge it. And just a historical perspective, if you look at your neighborhoods back during the day, before all the interstates came through the neighborhoods, there were a lot of areas, just like in Tulsa, that had the Black Wall Street and all this kind of stuff. Well, the interstate system was designed to come through those neighborhoods and cut off. If you go to Atlanta, you almost like going through a maze to get to the interstate, and you're cutting through a lot of neighborhoods, and it's cut off. Auburn Street, all those areas. In Durham, where I went to school, was a Black Wall Street. All that was cut off because you're diluting the strength of that community. So this is where we are, and it's still going on. And gerrymandering, redistricting, these are part of your old Jim Crow structure to maintain power of the minority to control the majority. And so where you might have had one representative that looked like you, Doc, you may not have that now, depending on who's running. And the only thing I'm saying to people about all of this, vote like your life depends on it. You know what you're up against. It's pretty clear that this is all a part of suppression. You have to get out there and vote. And you got to get put up quality candidates that can run in any district. So that's just my thoughts on it.
Exactly. That's truly true. You got to get out and vote. That's the bottom line. If you don't get out and vote, you can't wait for the vote to come to you. You have to get out and vote. And that's something we have to really make sure we focus on so we can. But we still got to make sure, like I said, I can't speak by any other district, but I just know that we have 78, 77, 76, and 69 within Montgomery area that are African American. They're not going to change. Not going to can't redistrict because they definitely based on the black being the black neighborhoods in Montgomery. So that's one thing in Montgomery. I don't know about any other area. I just know here.
It's going to affect a lot of other black areas. It really is.
I don't know about them.
It's going to be affected. It's going to be affected here because we really don't have too many black areas.
Yeah.
It's been torn up already.
That's basically what may intend to hurt area. I just know we
mm-hmm.
want to make sure we can see it pretty much that one district. I know it's not going to do anything to three other districts that gives us a representation of African Americans.
But it bothers me now. You can't even take it to court. You can't even challenge it in court. That really bothers me more than anything because you can't even go and plead your case.
Okay. Yep. And I understand that. And we have to remember that you have that right to go. You might not win, but you can at least go. And that's some of the time we think we should win, but we don't win. I'm not saying that for you particular, what you're saying, Scarlett. I'm just saying, take it to court and let the chips fall where they may. And see what
go ahead and take it.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You got to take it. You can't say we may not win because they got to stay. Go, keep going. Keep going. This we have to keep on grinding. We just can't give up. On these situations. We have to just continue. The thought process is great. We have to get together, work together, make it happen. But we just want to see how the political arena will change. We want to see what's going to happen. I just know what's going to happen locally with us and what we need to address. And also, it may change some of the on the national meeting, the Representative Terry Sewell, which we only have one or two anyway in Alabama. And it may change that, and it may change some other things. We don't know. I just want to see when they draw the lines. I want to see what they're doing because the state senators are going to be all that's going to be in place. So we want to see so we'll know our future. Now we can plan once we know what the game is going to be. Before the game, till we know what the game is going to be pretty much once they do it because the numbers are already in, and they are now working on it. Next thing
yep,
we want to
they're already working on it. That's true.
They're already working on it. All right. On an economic issue in regards to financial insecurity during the pandemic. Truly, I want us to kind of see how we're suffering in our neighborhoods, block by block, because of the pandemic. There's a lot of money through stimulus checks, through SBA, been available for minority business, but we want to really see where's the insecurity. Do we have financial insecurities? Have we had it? And did the pandemic bring on that? That's just the question. What is truly your thought on that? We want you to be a part of it by calling in 347-857-4192. Press 1. We'll make sure we get you on the line. Calling out those last four digits of your four digital numbers.
Well, my thing is that this past weekend, the Supreme Court ruled this past week in favor of going ahead with the evictions.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to put a lot of homeless people out on the streets, because most of the shelters are already filled, you know, with people previously because of pandemic and pre-pandemic. And now, you know, where there was a moratorium that had been placed by the president on extending, I think, until October, the not having eviction notices done. I just don't understand anymore, because we've lost our compassion and our patriotism and all this kind of stuff for whatever reasons. And now the court has ruled that these landlords can go ahead and put these people, you know, people out if they haven't paid their rent. Where are they going?
Where are they going? But they're going to still be
responsible.
Where
are they going?
There's one thing about it. They still going to be responsible to pay for their rent. They haven't paid all that time. So it's not a good situation, and I'm not making light of it. I'm just saying it's not a good situation. We all should be compassionate, but some of that went out the window a long time ago. We just hadn't seen it come up to the pandemic. That's what we have to realize. People they haven't been compassionate toward people for years. It just so happened when the pandemic hit, we saw a real person. So we got to understand what we're going to do now, how we're going to deal with it, how we're going to make sure we're secure financially. What do we have to do? We have to make sure we understand we have to make sure we do that and be prepared for to live and survive. And it's too many times that it's here. It's time to make decisions, become proactive and not reactive in regards to some things. So we just need to make sure we do that, because everybody, I take you or anyone that's on the radio, you realize that we all have family members that suffering. We're suffering the same, but we have some people that are surviving, including a lot of us able to pay their bills to do. But there are some things in there, so there's some insecurity. But what we have to do is we got to help block by block. We have to help them understand the financial challenges that may be out there. We got to be supportive. We got to do some things and not wait on the government to do it, wait on somebody else to do it. We have to do it block by block. And we got to.
Well, that was one premise of the show that we said, a couple of years ago, that, you know, you need to start. We've had commentary on here about building economic security and all those things. And this stuff is real. And the pandemic is going to be an economic situation also, because you got hospital bills to pay. You don't take the vaccine, you get sick, you're in the hospital, you're not getting up, you're working because you have so many sick days. If you're on a ventilator, you know, for 6 months trying to save your life, who's paying, where's the money coming from? Then afterwards, you got the hospital bills to pay. You know, so it's like, you know, I think Lisa went to like being a hamster on a wheel. You know, it just goes round and around and around. You know, you can talk big junk about what you're not going to do, but after you don't do it, you still got consequences that you got to face because you didn't do it.
Exactly. And truly, that's everybody. And I think we all got to take our responsibility.
Yeah.
I don't think some of us taking it. We try to pass it to someone else. We got to take the responsibility as a whole, and that's the only way we're going to come back to do what we need to do. We got to be real and be honest, and sometimes we're not being honest. It's easy to blame the other person for not doing something. We're not doing it either, and we have to do that. And I believe in this life to be successful, to me, instead of just certain people, you know, want to write it so their marriage to be done. We got to start those things down and say, let everybody got to come together and do this. And we can't say we can't do it. Yes, we can. We can do whatever we want to do when we want.
That's right.
Yeah. But we're not doing it. So let everybody take the responsibility. A lot of people are not taking responsibility. It's time for everybody to take the responsibility. Oh, I have a call on hand. I hadn't looked up. I want to give them a chance to shout out some things to carry us out there. Last four digits of 8125.
Just unmute me. Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's you. All right, you're still talking. Who's on the call? You're live.
Can you hear me?
We did. We did hear you for a second, and you went out. Let's see, can we get you
okay.
back?
Okay, can you hear? All right,
yeah.
can you hear
we can
me
hear
now?
You. We can hear you. We can hear you now. Yes, sir. Go ahead.
All right, good. My name is Joe from Montana. I came here because I saw the topic of the show is about, if my memory serves me right, about going back to the new normal. I don't know. Since I just got here, I don't know how you guys discussed it. I don't know if the consensus is a yes or a no, but I don't think we're ever going to go back to the new normal. I think Fauci and CDC and the rest of the crew are always going to say there's a new Delta variant, there's going to be a new German variant, there's going to be a new African variant, there's going to be a new Swedish variant, and you're never going to take off your mask. You're always going to have to take the vaccine, take the jab, take the boosters, and come what may, and maybe they'll let up on some of the lockdown, then they'll clamp it down again, let it up, clamp it down. That's the new normal until people actually do the research and realize that what the government's doing, it's not helping us. It's not for our benefit. In fact, the government rarely ever is for the benefit of the American people. They're there for the lobbyists, the special interest groups, and for them to become millionaires. Anybody ever wonder why, a congressman who only makes like $100,000 a year, at the end of about 10 years, he's worth about $10 million? It makes me wonder.
Awesome. All right, that's awesome. All right, any other thoughts, regards that you want to share with us before we move forward?
No, I guess if you guys don't want to respond to that, I guess I was off topic a little bit. So what were you guys talking about that I can contribute to?
Oh, yeah, you just contribute to it. We was talking about the new norm and whether we're ready or we really want to go to a new norm. And you share some thoughts about it. We do appreciate it. We do appreciate the call.
Okay. All right. Then take care, then.
All right. You do the same. All right. Team, you got any comments you want to kind of wrap this up with? Because we're at the point where we want to wrap it up. We're went a little bit beyond our time. Don't go off. I did my best to get us in here, and we're here now. But any last parting words you'd like to share?
Lisa, you want to go first?
You want me to have a parting word for the last caller or just
the show? No, just for the show. Just for the show.
Oh,
just
for the show. For the show. I'm sorry. I have these talks all day long. I'm sorry, guys. No, I just think like what I started in on talking about is, I feel like we're not unified. I think like there's a disconnection, and like I said, if you want to think your opinions about things, but I think I had mentioned, or maybe I didn't, I know a nurse and she does quality assurance at one of the hospitals around here. She told me I could share, and she didn't share anyone's names, but I did actually get to see how they track this. And the majority of the people are unvaccinated. So then there's people that got one vax and they got sick. And then there's people that got vaccinated that got sick. It's just what the vaccine is there to do. And I'm educating myself because I'm talking to medical people. It's just there to protect you from being on a ventilator. And I think because this has been going on, almost 2 years now? It'll be 2 years in March, right, that
yeah.
we know of.
Yeah, we're going on 2 years.
And I just think, I look at these kids and I look at people around me. I look at my family. I look at my friends. I look at how different things are or how fearful people are to go out, or just on a mental health level, I'm concerned. I mean, I had 6 more calls today. We're all like, we're on overload ourselves. And how do we protect people, you know, physically and from getting sick, but also emotionally and mentally, because this is killing people. The not just the virus, but the virus, do you know what I mean? What's going on in the world. And it's really, every call I got today was, I'm anxious, I'm depressed. And I'm like, I don't have any more room. Like, I start work this weekend, I think at 7 a.m. on Saturday. Like, I don't ever do that, but I don't know where to fit anybody else in. And I have to have an afternoon off. But I think people are in fear. And I think we have to figure out ways how to bring the fears down. And just doing the right thing so we could just be wherever it is we're going to be, because this is a new normal. And that guy was right. There will be new variants, just like the flu, or any kind of virus. There's always going to be something new, but you have to build up immunities to things. You know, I don't usually get the flu shot. I'm probably going to get it this year, just to err on the side of caution. I'm working around children and people. I want to protect them. I don't care as much about myself, but I want to protect them, or if I'm around my family, whoever it is, you know. And it's just, I know it's hard sometimes for people to think about other people, and I guess I'm learning that through this past year and a half, is a lot of selfishness and just anger and people using this as an excuse to be, if you're angry, be angry. Be angry all you want. Express yourself. We're all here to listen. Or maybe we're not all here to listen. I don't know. But these are things I'm picking up on. And I can clearly tell you it's not helpful. All this anger and disunification. And I'm just looking at it from what I'm seeing on a daily basis.
It's kind of like how you look at
heartbreaking.
Yeah. It is heartbreaking, but it's also kind of how you receive this information. And
right.
What keeps me grounded and going back to is the fact I'm an American, and that's the beauty of being an American.
Right.
You know, you have your opinions, whether you agree with them or not, or whether opinions are agree with it or not. But that's the beauty of being an American. And this is what you've chosen to do, then you have to respect that opinion. But also, again, going back to the freedom part and all those things, do you have the respect and the right to interfere with my freedoms and rights? See, it's a two-way thing.
Someone else said that today.
Yeah, we forget that. Mm-hmm. But the beauty of being an American is the fact that we can do that and not have to worry about being locked up in a prison or put away in Siberia and things of that nature. So that's what keeps me going. I have chosen, I'm not going to get into an argument, a political one, about what folks decide to do and their opinion about whether they take it or don't take it. I know what I'm going to do. And I think we've talked about that before. That's what I'm going to do, because I'm going to respect the rights of others, and especially these children that, you know, when you're around, you don't want to get them in danger. So that's where I am. Appreciate the caller calling in, because he has a right to express his opinion.
Absolutely.
And I did not respond because we'd already had a lengthy discussion about it. So, you know, we'd already done that, so we had moved on to some other things. But again, you know, I heard what he said. And one part that I kind of agreed with him on was the fact that, you know, quite a few of these on both sides of the aisle have gotten really rich from being in Congress. That's why I believe in term limits. I don't think you need to be in Congress, you know, 30 and 40 years. I think you need to have a term limit. And I think it needs to be something that should be put in place, and people talk about doing it when they're campaigning, but it just never seems to get on the floor to vote on it, to know who wants to vote against their own interests and the lobbyists and everything up there. So, you know, that's another show, Doc, we'll probably have. You know what I'm saying? But he had a point on that, because that's been a concern of mine, too. But let's do term limits. That would end that. Regardless of what party you belong to, And maybe from that we get something done because we have new blood coming in, you know, every few years.
Yep. Sound like a winner. I tell you, it's awesome, awesome. Thank you, Scarlett and Lisa. It's been awesome being with each and every one of you. I want to give a shout-out to those individuals who stood with us, withstood the time when we was struggling with the connection. You were still there. We thank you for doing it. And shout out as Scarlett I do all the time as Divine Nine. We got to make sure we give a shout out through Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10, that chapter down in Greenville, Alabama, Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Give a shout out to those brothers that are opening their arms and their goodwill and their thoughts and say, let's use our Instagram to get the word out. And I thank all of those individuals joining. We have quite a few people that are joining us. We have Ms. Whiskey DS, members of the Phi Venture World Incorporated. Then we have the beautiful ladies as a chapter of the Zeta Phi Beta, Zeta Sorority Incorporated, and the ladies of Hoover. I was trying to get Hoover, Alabama out of my mouth, and it just got me tongue-tied. We got the mean old nasty number 9. We'll give him a shout-out. Big old 207. And have joined us, Eden_investment, joining us as well. A shout-out to Carol Davis, the winner of our four-day, three-night trip to her choice between Myrtle Beach and Edinburgh, Tennessee. We have Sarah Johnson. Thank you for joining us as well. Remember, Big Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Shout-out Lisa for joining us, our co-host who joined us on Facebook. Thank you so much. Joining us, Lisa Levine, Riosha Bush, Bush EDS, Ms. Bush EDS, members of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated.
All right.
We have BJ Jefferson out of the great state of Tennessee. That's a wrap. And we want to give a shout out to Lisa's mother, that's Leslie, I'm going to say it, Wasserman Levine. Give a shout out to her. She's joining us through Lisa Page. She's connecting through that way. Thank you so much to all of you all. To the co-hosts, thank you all so much, Scarlett. Thank you for taking
You're
time.
You're welcome.
Share your thoughts. And Lisa had to bounce out. And thank Lisa for jumping in and being a part of it tonight. It's all about making a difference in our neighborhood, making a difference in our world. That's what we're trying to do. We're going to do it block by block. We're talking about the neighborhood. So we're so glad you can join us. Now, we're going to be on Wednesday night with our sports talk show. And we're going to kind of share some thoughts in regards to the start of football coming up, whether it's the MEAC, whether it's the SWAC, SIAC, CIAA, because we are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school in the southeastern part of the United States. We want to talk about their athletics. So it's going to be Wednesday night at 7:30. We're going to make it do what it do. It's been awesome talking about the norm that we're going to be looking at in the new normal. How normal is the new normal? That's what's happening tonight. Thank you so much, each and every one of you all joining. As I close out, the hashtag, practice the protocol. Make sure you're on top of it. Make sure you are understanding that you can be a carrier regardless who you are. Do not carry it to your 11-year-old child, to your 3-year-old child, which I know a 3-year-old child is infected with. Don't carry it to your 5-year-old child, 5-year-old cousin, 5-year-old friend child. We have to remember, we have to be more careful, truly careful, not careless. And that's one of the things we got to get. Yes, we're able to do what we want to do, but remember, when you leave the space, other place, you've had so much fun, you're going to take something back home. And it's always what you want to take home, so be careful about that. Hashtag, phone grinding. We want to make sure you're grinding at it. That's why when we ran into this problem, Scarlett, from the beginning, we had to keep on grinding. I couldn't give up. I had to keep clicking, clicking, hitting button, make sure I get you all so you could hear me because I was hearing you all. Thank you so much. And then on top of that, a hashtag, One Life Matter. You know, I was amazed. I was telling them out a story today. I was just talking about it in the beginning of this when one of the state health officers said that they weren't concerned because it was not affecting young people, one affecting when we had the Alpha variant, one affecting people under 40 years old. It was only affecting the elderly. And now there's a different tune now. Sometimes you have to be careful how you speak. Be careful what you say. Then understand it, one life does matter. And I truly want everybody to know that, because you truly know that. We got to start treat life precious. We got to love life. We got to stop taking life. We got to make sure we love life. Then on top of that, communicate for understanding. We have to do that. We thank you for being a part of this. Thank the caller for calling in, sharing their opinion. We're with you. That's your opinion. That's what we're here. This vessel will let you share your opinion. And then last but not least, we definitely want to make sure we got a mindset that's focused on being successful, coming together, and pushing forward. And as we close out, I want to make sure you tell your family members. Tell them you love them. We're in a challenging time. Tell them you love them. They like to hear, I love you. Because, see, I love each and every one of y'all. Give them a hug, because I offer my hug all the time. Embrace me, because I want to embrace you. And as we close out, I always say this to everybody, because it comes truly from my heart, which is the essence of my soul, is love. I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome time the rest of the night.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. Sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Hurt me, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I see to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.
that with a declaration, a decree. So I'm speaking for all of you listening, starting here, starting now. The things that hurt you in the past won't control your future. Starting now, this is a new day. This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.